EY today.
Mark Sanford won't release financial records. Unbelievable, huh? GM down 33% from a year ago. The man famous for a streetcar named Desire and on the waterfront, plus the streets of San Francisco, Carl Malden, dead at the age of 97. What a long, long life and what a storied career. He had some great roles. We'll talk about that. Plus, a U.S. Airways flight has to stop midway from Charlotte to Los Angeles because a man decided to get naked. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, thrilled as always to be the captain of this ship. We'll talk, as I said, about the governor of South Carolina, more Republicans calling for him to resign as he cannot shut up about the women he fantasized about or the women that he wanted or the woman who was his soulmate in Argentina. In the meantime, we start with sports each and every Wednesday. Big day at Wimbledon as you have Andy Roddick in a five-set dramatic match. Oh, I'm loving tennis, too, against the Aussie Leighton Hewitt. Five sets, as I mentioned, what a battle it was, but he's triumphant in the end, so he gets into the semifinals. This is huge because we have an American fellow finally making an appearance a little bit deeper once again into that famous British, obviously, tournament, one of the majors. So easy ticket, Mike jumps on board now. And, boy, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the NBA and even the NFL. We're getting ready for the training camps. And, of course, baseball, we're in the thick of it. And we have concerts, too. Easy ticket, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, man. Could not be better. The NBA. It's funny because it's interesting. There's lots of movement happening. And you sent a note to me, and you were talking about it in your note. What do you think would be interesting to the listeners nationally? You mentioned former Chicago Bulls Ben Gordon and also the Milwaukee Bucks. Big move for them as they end up in a deal with the Pistons. I think that's big for Detroit, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Detroit, they got in the playoffs this last year, and I think with a little bit more help, they would have moved a little bit further up the ranks. They've been an awesome team, you know, over the years. They're always, you know, strong, but I think this is going to make them even stronger and some contenders here the next few years.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you have Ben Gordon and you have Charlie Villanueva, too. Also, they're the two players for the Pistons. What about the Dallas Mavericks, as one of our affiliates is KVCE in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, Mark Cuban, he took off in his private jet and went up to visit with Jason Kidd. He's trying to reel him in. I hear they're close to a three-year deal with him to be a permanent fixture here rather than just 1 year. But, you know, Kidd, he's got with the Knicks there for a few years. He's, Knicks are trying to bring him in, but I think they're a little bit limited right now with the salary cap because, you know, what I hear, they're going to try to get LeBron James when he goes to be a free agent here in a few years.
Yeah, good luck with that. That there's going to be a big tug of war for LeBron James. Will he leave his hometown of Cleveland? And the Knicks have been salivating for a very long time about LeBron. Hey, in the NFL, of course, there's no question football rules in this country. Training camps actually start because here we are in the very beginning of July, and that's what that signifies. So we'll be getting closer and closer to football. And I lived in Vegas for a short while and did a syndicated sports show. And why that would be interesting to the listeners is just that what would happen is people, even if they didn't know football, you'd have all these people coming from Iowa, Illinois, Connecticut, Florida, all over the place. And they would plunk down a couple of bucks on future bets for whatever their favorite team was because the preseason odds come out as they're like 50-1 or 100-1 or, you know, the layup ones that are, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2-1 or whatever it might be. So that's always a very, very fun time. And I know you like this part of the season, too, because it's about speculating and you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I think Cowboys, I think they're going to go further this year than people expect them to. But if I were, you know, if I were in Vegas and plopping down some money right now, I'd say it's going to be Pittsburgh and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with you. That would be it would be fair to wager, I think, on those two teams, absolutely for sure. In baseball, it's starting to heat up, and that makes sense because, you know, when you talk about having the All-Star break and then you're on the flip side of it and you get closer and closer to the Fall Classic, I mean, you see the same teams are there, like the Dodgers. We've been talking about the Dodgers all season long, and it's still the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they beat the Rockies tonight 1-0. You know, but the Dodgers, you know, they've got a record of 50-29, which is the best in all of baseball. They're in a weak division, but they're the strongest ones. You know, they've got to play everybody, you know, sometime in the season. So I know they came in here and whooped up on the Rangers. As a matter of fact, the Rangers, they got knocked out of their division lead here recently, but they took the Rangers took a series against the Angels. The Angels were in Texas. They had a tug of war tonight in the eighth and ninth inning. The Angels, they came back and they hit a three run Juan Rivera. Mm-hmm. He got a two out three run homer in the top of the ninth, but Hank Blaylock, he came back and hit a two-out.
I saw that.
Two-run homer in the to win it. So the Rangers ended up taking two out of three from the Angels, and they're a half a game back behind the Angels right now.
So, now, all I know is, Mike, I was watching my Phillies. They got slammed by the Braves 11-1. It was like one of those games where you say, ah, okay, the Braves have this one. It's not even a close contest. Forget about it. But it's getting exciting this season. Hey, we're almost out of time. How about concert tickets wise? Because, of course, everybody can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com, and you've got 80,000 events nationwide, and, of course, concerts, too. Anything new on the concert horizon?
Well, there's a lot of country western singers out on concert, and they seem to go out in the summertime. I know Taylor Swift, she's got a big tour going right mm-hmm. now, and she's a big country western, got a ton of fans for her. Toby Keith, he's out on tour. Brad Paisley's out. The Jonas Brothers, they started their tour here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the new Cowboys Stadium, but they're on tour right now. Clapton, he was in here a couple weeks ago, but him and Stevie Winwood are out on the West Coast right now. But Pink, she's going on tour this fall. She's coming here to Dallas, going down to Houston, but going all over the country. So there's a whole lot of, you know, no matter what you're looking for, there's probably somebody to sing it. And we've got tickets for all that.
Yeah, tickets all over the country because, again, and this is a nationwide show. So if you're listening and you're listening to us in Connecticut, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
All right, you too. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's the latest in Iran and trying to dissect where we go from here. Hang with us. That's, again, up on the docket on ATN.
That's quite impressive.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. MidasRadio.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $939. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $965.94, $482.97 for the half ounce, or $241.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $965.94, $482.97, and $241.49.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinak, for creating your ideal relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, I'll tell you what, I said it on my Facebook, go green. All the people and the protest, the silent protest, and of course, unfortunately, the violence that ensued in Iran, but power to the people as they are trying so hard to force a change. And you know I'm no fan of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and though the leaders are saying the case is closed, I think the opposition movement in Iran is far from over, and I'll be very curious as to ultimately where we go from here. So thrilled about our next guest here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Ali Reza Manshari is a guy who developed Iran Voices, and it's a Facebook app, and the idea is getting that flow of information going. We've been talking about the online dialogue and just how huge it's been, and certainly to this show, obviously. And he knows this subject well. When he graduated from school, he worked in his father's textile business, as the story goes, and I'll let him tell you that story in a second, but knows certainly of Tehran and his family, etc., and the dealings in Iran. And he is the founder and CEO of MetroStar also, which uses technology to promote what they call soft diplomacy. I like that term. That is definitely aimed toward reaching the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, and the Arab youth. Isn't that fascinating? Hey, Ali, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We know it's late for you. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Kate.
First of all, let's talk about your family background. I just kind of wanted to give a little bit of that so people understood where you're coming from. So you certainly know the politics there, and you know the media, and you know a lot about Tehran and a lot about Iran as well. What are you seeing now with this movement? Is it anything that you've seen before?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. My parents moved here after the first revolution. In 79, and decided to move back when my grandfather passed away in the early 90s. So 91, we moved back, and I actually finished up high school in Tehran and ended up working a couple years there. So I got firsthand experience in terms of, you know, the social and economic realities as a teenager living in Tehran. And eventually for college and, you know, continuing my education, definitely America was the place I wanted to be. So I was fortunate enough to come back, and ever since then been back here in the U.S. And just watching what's going on the ground there, I could relate to our Thursday nights. In Tehran, it's funny, Kate. Fridays are your weekend. So Thursday night is like our Friday nights here.
Mm.
And you'd go out and you definitely will meet some of the thugs that are out in the streets, you know, kind of shutting down the protester. But that was like our Thursday nights for us as teenagers.
Yeah. And as teenagers, I mean, this is the thing that everybody's trying to get a handle on. I know a lot of people from Iran as well that just have similar stories to yours, where they grew up there and then moved to the United States, and they have incredible memories and memories of growing up and wonderful stories about the bazaar and very interesting culture things, I think, that I've found fascinating. But the Americans are trying to grasp, when you look at the Middle East and you talk about what's going on in the Middle East, what is it like with Ahmadinejad? Is it kind of oppressive for the people, or what is it like?
Well, Iran is a very diverse country. And, you know, you see pictures from Tehran and some of the other major cities and, you know, people wanting more freedom, and they want to speak out on, you know, in their social realities. But, you know, there's also the religious aspects of Iran. So I think as Americans, we need to better understand that, you know, if we're going to deal with Iran, we have to come to an understanding that it is a diverse land of people and ethnicities. You know, Persians is just one ethnicity. There's multiple mm-hmm. ethnicities in Iran.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We have to really understand that before I think we could really engage Iran as a nation in terms of understanding what they exactly want to do, because it seems at times it's a very confused nation at times.
Mm-hmm. And you heard me when I was going to talk about that. I think, and I really meant this, I said, you know, power to the people, that this, I don't believe that this movement, from what I've talked to other people about, that this movement is completely over, that a lot of these kids are willing to risk it. They're willing to try to figure out ways to form other kind of protests, even if it has to take some other kind of form. Do you get that same sense?
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to some friends back home still, and some of the stories they were telling me in terms of how incredibly organized it was in the beginning, but they took the biggest tool in terms of technology of how people would organize. Pre-election, there was a human chain. There's this longest street. It's actually one of the longest streets in the world, is Valias Avenue. It goes all the way from northern Tehran all the way to the southern Tehran. And the Iranian people were able to coordinate a human chain 11 miles long, holding hands down this street. And it was coordinated by SMS. So they used short messaging to coordinate, and this is the beginning of the Green Movement, that, you know, come out, let's hold hand in terms of showing unity of what we want, and let's make the longest chain we can, and it was used SMS. Interesting enough, on June 12th, right during the elections, the Iranian telecom, the Ministry of Communication, shut down the SMS for the entire country.
Oh, yeah,
so they,
of course, we saw what happened.
They take those tools away from people.
Yeah, and we saw what happened. Now, tell us about Iran Voices, what you started. Tell us how that's working.
Yeah, so it was, you know, as you mentioned, MetroStar Systems, where we're in the business of new media. We built the first mobile game for public diplomacy for the State Department. We did the first online video challenge for the Undersecretary of Public Diplomacy for Education and Cultural Affairs. So we've done really some neat projects outside of the box in terms of public diplomacy 2.0. We came together as a group, and this was more of an internal project than anything else. And we said, you know, the Iranian election is coming up. This is going to be a different election. Let's try to survey. Let's be able to listen to the people, but also be able to bring a tool that we felt that it was really the Twitter revolution really started in April of this year in Moldova, where the people in Moldova actually went against the votes, and it was the first Twitter revolution in terms of people coordinating the riots through Twitter. And we said, you know what, this could possibly happen with Iran. And it was incredible, because on Saturday that we go live, that evening, the Iranian Ministry of Communication shuts down Facebook. Mm-hmm. By Tuesday, it was up and running, and we were really happy about this, because it became another application, because we use Facebook as an area where people use to create spontaneous communities. You know, there's not much identity you can hide in Facebook.
Right.
But on Twitter, you could really hide your identity really well.
Yes,
you change your time zone. Your username is really easily created. It could be anonymous. And we brought these two technologies in together and made a hybrid application in Facebook, where we were able to survey and see all the people tweeting, and also we could do surveys to see exactly where the people were weighing their results on. So it was really cool sitting there as an intuitive decision tool to see how the election was going pre-election to the post-election.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And how many people do you think went and checked out the site and went and got involved in Iran Voices?
Yeah, it's interesting. We had the highest activity that we had was about 2,000 really active, unique users. And this was on a daily to a monthly basis. And we've kept up pretty much a loyal audience of about 1,000 individuals that really use the tool.
Wow. Boy, that's just absolutely terrific. Hey, Ali, we're almost out of time, but do you think the U.S. is doing enough to help those folks over there?
You know, I kind of have to agree with the approach that the U.S. has had. It's just, I think for us, it's been really trying to learn the lay of the land over there and see who really the decision makers are.
Mm.
And it's kind of like playing poker right now. And Iran has really had a good poker face. We haven't figured out who really these key decision makers are. Is the president really in power? Who's in power? Is it really the military that runs it? How does the Ayatollah fit into this? And I think we're learning a lot. So I think in time you'll see a different stance, but eventually the learning, you're going to have to execute something from the learning.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Ali, you were a terrific guest. Can we have you back on again?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. Thank you very much, Ali Malsharig. Check that out. Iran Voices Facebook. Wow, what a tool that's become. More on the flip side.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Coming up, important stuff like the U.S. launching a major Afghan attack. Also, what's going on with Honduras, the latest, as I did a few little checks today in D.C. to get more background on what the buzz was, at least around the capital. You'll be interested to hear that. And mortgages down in the opposite direction. So what do you do if you're stuck with a house? Do you... that you can barely pay the mortgage? Is foreclosure the answer? Is there something better in store? That's coming up on a Future America tonight. In fact, it's probably next week that we're going to talk with a couple of experts about that. I mentioned Carl Malden, of course, dead at the age of 90. 71, an Academy Award for his role in A Streetcar Named Desire. There are a lot of other things that we'll jump to as we like to hopscotch all over the place on America tonight. And of course, there we were just talking about Iran. Officially, things have kind of quelled a little bit. I don't think, as I said before, that the people in Iran are just going to lay down and not try to come up with other forms of protesting. It is very, very far from over, if you believe any of the experts or any of the people, like certainly like Ali, who has family and friends there and has talked to them. There really isn't a stop in these people. They still want to continue to push for change. So after the protests, the violence, the media clampdown, all that sort of stuff in the wake of those June 12th election results, as much as the Supreme Leader and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president, can say, you know, we're moving forward, or the girl who was suspiciously shot to death violently in front of her father and everybody in the crowd, Nadia, her name was, Sultan, they can say what they want about it being suspicious, the official release from Tehran, but that's not really what the people are buying, and good for them, because it could be the start of some new things for that very diverse, as Ali said, Middle Eastern country. Closer to home, This is when you just know that the governor has to go away. The governor of South Carolina, you know, I said this last week, the whole thing about the deal with the affair and all that other sort of stuff, it's not about that. Now it's about the fact, and I said this last night, it's too much information. Why is he saying to a reporter that he loves this woman in Argentina, she's the soulmate, but geez, he's going to really try to work on his marriage? I mean, what does that do to his wife and his kids? It's just crazy. It's called stop it. Don't talk anymore. And so there's going to be a rally pushing for the South Carolina governor to resign. And here's the thing. If you didn't hear me say this on the last show, and I checked into this. I made a couple quick calls to some of the party members in the GOP in South Carolina, and it's quite clear that many of them really, it's not about the sex scandal. It's about all this other nonsense and the attorney general reviewing the travel records and Governor Sanford saying, oh, I'll release all my financial records, now suddenly saying, oh, no, I'm not going to release my financial records now. It's just too much. It's just crazy and distracting, and really they just want it to go away. How about on the national level? This was a guy who was mentioned as a possible, you know, 2012 presidential candidate for the Republicans. It's a definite no-go on that. We all already know that, and I think we've pretty much said that here. But what about on the national scale as far as the Republicans who are already trying to work on things for the future and work for that futuristic election? Well, Michael Steele, who is the head of the Republican Party, he's the chairman of the Republican Party on the national level, he had this to say. He was on one of the MSNBC morning shows, and here was a quick clip I thought was worth playing for you. Check this out.
Mark Sanford, frankly, was one of the leading contenders in a lot of people's mind for 2012, perhaps be the Republican nominee. What do you make of what we've been watching over the last couple days, which is that the governor's been coming out repeatedly with the Associated Press, making these statements? Is there any way he can hold his job?
That's up to the people of South Carolina. You know, I think that they were the ones that put him in power. They'll be the ones to ask him to leave power. And, you know, that's not a call for me to make. I'm very disappointed in his leadership. He's failed in his leadership in the sense that, you know, he got caught up in other things. And, you know, what elected officials need to realize is that there is an expectation, as much as you may not want it to be in politics, that the American people have about you. They raise you above the community and say, you are an example of the kind of men and women we want to not only lead us, but to represent our ideals and our values. And when you fall down on that front, it's not only disappointing, but it's a failure of leadership and service. So the people in South Carolina will make that judgment. And I think the governor should listen to that judgment when it's announced by the people.
All right, so you heard what he said, tossing the ball basically back to the state, which is true. It should be up to the people of South Carolina. On the national level, as I've mentioned, and you can tell in reading between what the lines of what Steele certainly said, there's absolutely no way he moves forward on a national scale. Another interesting quick side note to this. It's funny how things come back and bite you, but the governor had a book in the works, pretty big book, in fact, and it was being published by Penguin Group. And the book was titled Within Our Means. It was supposed to come out next spring. And the proofs, and that's what you do in publishing, the proofs had already been sent to the printers. And the publisher described it as a manifesto about fiscal conservatism, why the government needs to spend less and fix the deficit now. But since Sanford's life has toppled upside down in this past two weeks, now you wonder if the company is going to even publish this book. Apparently, they're going to make an announcement later this week about what they're going to do with the book, if anything, because it's not going to have the push that it would have had next spring for them because of, you know, obviously what's happening. And somebody said to me, I got an email from Jake who said, you know, Kate, I do admire the governor for being honest, if nothing else is said about this. But putting his wife of how many years, 17 to 20 years, throwing her under the bus, putting her out to pasture is extremely ridiculous and is a completely another thing. He should just leave her. I'm sorry. If he's not in love with her, and that's what he's telling newspaper people, that he wants another woman, then he should let her go and forget the whole family values thing, because obviously he can't keep it together. And what woman would want to stay with him? Yeah, that's the thing that I think has made people disgusted with the governor. It's too much information. I mean, just be quiet, whatever. If you have lust in your heart, love in your heart, soulmate, whatever, then don't tell the reporters, because who cares? And don't put that out there with your family already having to deal with so much as a result of the last couple of weeks. Hey, closer to home still, too, Staten Island, the Staten Island ferry crashed, and I bring this up because a lot of tourists, probably some of you listening to me, have jumped on this thing to maybe get across to the Statue of Liberty. In fact, I think I was talking about traveling to New York and mentioning the ferry a couple of nights ago on the show, but they say 15 people were hurt in this. The ferry lost power, slammed into a pier at full speed. So they had one serious injury and then 14 others, according to the Coast Guard. They were there. They were able to take care of the ferry. I guess what happened was when they lost the power, it was coming near the pier, as I described, and it's kind of like a car losing its brakes, so it just kept going. It was called a hard landing. And it happened in the evening when people take that ferry, tourists, but also people who are working and taking the ferry across. So you had about 800 people on board, meaning just totally jammed, right? No passengers went overboard, but you had the one serious injury and the others to go along with that. That has to be a scary thing. Imagine that. You're just jammed, just cruising along. It's summer night, New York, the giant Hudson. This is just a normal thing. There's tourists, there's working people, there's moms, there's kids. And the next thing you know, boom! And you're hitting the pier. It's funny too, when you know how this is, because I don't care where you live, you've probably taken some tour of something on some boat, some ferry, whatever. Well, usually when you're on those things, I don't think you're paying attention so much to the whole docking thing. So it's not like you could brace for the accident. Whoa, look at this thing. Suddenly it is out of control because it happened at the last second. So there's not too much you could do about it. Probably pure luck, the ones who didn't get hurt by the position that they, you know, happened to be in. Hey, speaking of pure luck, the swine flu pandemic, because that's, of course, what the World Health Organization is calling it, you know, it's not over, as they say. And we're talking about the U.S. needing now 600 million swine flu vaccine doses. Yeah, that's the amount necessary. If you remember, back in the 70s, the swine flu vaccine program halted. Talk about putting the brakes on. The brakes slammed on it because people became paralyzed. So now they're trying to figure out, how do you inoculate the world against swine flu? What do you do? And I'll tell you what they said recently at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. See what you think, if you agree with it or not. Hang with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics.
Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
From 4th of July, wherever you are, as you're setting off those cherry bombs or sparklers or whatever, just be careful. You know what I'm talking about, guys. You know what I'm talking about. A little bit of that spiked iced tea, and then suddenly you don't realize, whoa, maybe I didn't really need to set that off there. And listen, last year for 4th of July, I was in Florida at a place called Crystal River. Awesome places where those manatees gather in the spring. And I was there with my nephew, and he just could not get enough of the sparklers. And of course, the regulations there with fireworks and what they sell, pretty loosey-goosey. They sold all kinds of stuff, and it turned out to be really fun to do the sparklers and the other kind of stuff with him. Of course, I'm not great on the cherry bomb thing, because I think it's always going to explode all over me anyway. So somebody else has to do it, not me. But maybe you got some really awesome plans, or you know where there's some really great fireworks you want to share with other listeners. And because we're coast to coast and everywhere in between, please do that, because you never know who's listening. You might give them a good tip. I'm going to go back to the swine flu in a second, but let's jump to our pal James, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, James, I bet they have a lot of, in Connecticut, I bet there are a lot of great opportunities to see fireworks on 4th of July, right?
Oh, sure. You know, especially, being so close to New York City, if you ever get them on, I'm sure you've gotten the chance, or at least had the opportunity, go down and see the Macy's stuff that they're doing. Yeah.
Over the Hudson, it's incredible. Are you kidding? I think the best thing is to jump on a boat and watch them from the boat, if you can get on one.
Yeah. Hey, listen, usually I call about NDA, and we'll get to that in a second, but tonight I just wanted to call and wish you a happy holiday weekend. And I just also wanted to say, aren't you glad that, well, I know you're a Phillies fan, but aren't you glad the Mets finally won one today?
I actually am, because, you know, I have a weird thing with the Mets, because I grew up in New York City originally, then we moved to Philly, and my father was a big Mets fan, so my first games were at Shea Stadium, so I do have a weird relationship, because I know it's strange. People say, well, how can you, they're in the same division, how could you even say that? And plus, I covered the Mets, so to me, it's always good when the Mets win, particularly in that situation, so yes.
Yeah.
Answer your question, yes.
Anyway, regarding the charity, I'm going to make a personal pitch, okay? And if you don't mind interrupting me for the next 2 minutes, I'd appreciate it. I have to really keep my chin up and really keep on going. And as your listeners may know, I have cerebral palsy. I face obstacles every day. That interview that you played with James Panic a few nights ago, even though we did it at the radio station, it really, when I heard it again, broke my heart. And it's 4th of July weekend, and the kids won't be having camp this year because of the swine flu outbreak. But they're gonna need some smiles, and they're gonna need some miracles. So I need your listeners to get up off their buns and go to the computer, mdactkids.org, and give whatever they can. And when I tell you that people have given literally $1, it's true. You know, Stanford High School, my old high school, raised $400. West Hill, West Hill, their competitor, raised $375. And I wanted to tell you this the other night. UConn-Stanford, where I go to school, raised enough money almost to send one entire kid. They raised nearly $700, over $700, actually. Almost $800. So anybody that has a dollar to spare, I know times are tough. I know that you want to spend it on the cherry bombs. Hey, listen, maybe this weekend, you know, not only do you not drink and drive and not fool around with the fireworks, maybe you give back to somebody. So mdactkids.org. Do it now. Do it for somebody you love.
Absolutely. So well said, my friend. And we've got time, and we're going to make sure that we raise as much money as possible. As you know, and I like the way you said that, if everybody listening just did a $1 thing, imagine how much that would add up for all the listeners, and you'd have a pile of cash to help send those kids to camp. Absolutely.
All right, Kim, so, I'll let you go. But listen, have a happy 4th. I'll be thinking of you, and anytime you want to call me, you know my number.
All right, thanks, James. You take care. And as he said, very easy to do that. Just go to the site, the MDA Kids, MDACTKids.org. And, I did it and I said I gave $10. I gave somebody close to me gave a anonymous donation, but I gave $10 for 10 different listeners. And we'll do that again as we move along here on America Tonight, because he has some time to play with. Okay, I did bring up the swine flu, and the swine flu, here's what they're saying, that we need these doses of swine flu, right? And I told you what happened in the 70s. So you've got different companies trying to produce it. In fact, one of the companies is in Connecticut. Protein Sciences Corporation is in Meridian, Connecticut, and they got a $35 million contract from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to pursue this new vaccine technology, because that's part of the other problem. It's the first pandemic strain that we've had since 68. The swine flu has attracted interest from, of course, pharmaceutical companies around the world, and samples are circulating all over the place of dozens of potential vaccine makers. I mentioned one company that's now doing it. But while this whole vaccine is going on, and we certainly don't want to see anything happen, because the genetic, I guess, analysis is a little bit different. The current swine virus is different from the swine virus from 76, by the way. And there was problems. They took into account some of the experiences that happened then, which the idea was to immunize against the strain that was found at Fort Dix, New Jersey. So 40 million people got the vaccine before it stopped because of people developing that temporary paralysis, which was so frightening to so many people. So now, anyway, they're trying to develop this new vaccine, and there are several companies involved working on this. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, at their meeting, they think that the demand is probably going to be 600 million doses, and that means enough for two for about 300 million people in the United States. So that's in case two doses are actually required for kids and adults that are under 50, because that's usually what would happen. Now, what's interesting, this comes on top of the 115 million doses of seasonal flu that get distributed annually, because you think of the flu and the toll that that takes. So, okay, who's going to pay for this? Well, of course, Congress passed a supplemental appropriation for $7.5 billion. Obama signed it. It covers the cost of the virus. It includes the vaccine, the vaccination, and the campaign for that and all that that entails. In the meantime, there's still some mystery cases coming up. In fact, at Wimbledon, I mentioned that Andy Roddick, the American, which is thrilling, is now in the semis, but there's been a weird thing happening at Wimbledon. A couple of the players got sick, players you wouldn't know, but players got sick and people surrounding them. So they have 20-plus cases of the flu that they think might be the swine flu. And remember, you just had a girl that died in the UK the other day from that strain of the flu. So this has not gone away. It's just that other things obviously are being talked about. Something worth mentioning is the Daily Salute. I said this the other day. The teenager who was found in the Indian Ocean, there's more details about that. Her father has now talked about what his daughter went through. And this young Kasim, the guy, Kasim Bakari, and his 13-year-old daughter, Bahia, was recovered from the ocean. She was hanging on to parts of the plane. She was in the water, they say, for probably about 12 hours, and they spotted her. One of the rescue crews spotted her and were able to get to her, and it turns out that she was in pretty good condition. She had cuts to her face and a fractured collarbone, but that's it as a result of this Yemeni Airways Airbus crash. And I said this the other day, to me, with these two Airbus crashes, boy, I would be hard-pressed to want to get back on one of them. I think, if anything, especially for the long trips, they need to ground them and find out what is going on there. And, you know, because to me, it just seems like there's some kind of mechanical problem, whatever, that they have not been able to uncover with the electric system. I mean, you know, who knows? I'm just throwing darts at a board from all the things I've read. But I wouldn't feel safe jumping on one of those, would you? Hey, you can shoot me an email day or night to americatonight.net.
It's coffee time! Coffee! 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 Cappuccino! Java! Yes!